Good morning. I'm Haley Weintraub. I'm from the University of Southern California School of Social Work. And this morning I will be talking about the healthcare utilization and unmet needs of homeless youth. I have no relationships to disclose. So let me first provide a quick background about homeless youth. Homeless youth are a vulnerable population, meaning that their past experiences and their current experiences put them at risk for a variety of health conditions. When we say homeless, that could mean a variety of living conditions. Literally homeless means that they could be sleeping on the streets, on the beach, in shelters, in an abandoned building, maybe riding a bus or a train all night, sleeping in their car. And then temporary homelessness can mean they're couch surfing, so maybe they're staying at friends or relatives' homes, staying in a group home, overnight in a healthcare facility, hotels, motels, or transitional living programs. And youth can also encompass a wide age range. It's thought that it could be 12 to 24 years old. For the study that I'm presenting on, most of the youth were ages 18 to 25. And in the last national point in time count, there were about 41,000 18 to 24-year-old homeless youth identified. And California has the highest number of homeless youth. Homeless youth experience a wide range of health conditions, from HIV and AIDS and other STIs to cuts and injuries, substance use, pregnancy, depression, skin conditions, malnutrition, respiratory infection, asthma, lice, scabies, diabetes, missing teeth, suicidal ideation. In previous studies, it was found that the most common locations of healthcare for homeless youth were emergency departments, healthcare clinics, private doctor's offices, and community medical clinics. And in research that was done at least 10 to 20 years ago, so definitely before the Affordable Care Act was implemented, homeless youth were found to have insurance coverage at rates of 23 to 63%. And of those who did have health insurance coverage, they had Medicaid, HMO, or other types of public insurance. Now that the Affordable Care Act has been implemented, with Medicaid expansion, that offers more opportunities for homeless youth to receive coverage with health care or with health insurance, because now they no longer have to be disabled or have a child in order to qualify. By having such a low income, they can now qualify for Medicaid in the states that have chosen to expand, and California is one of those. Also, now that young adults can stay on their parents' health insurance until the age of 26, they can also be covered that way. But for homeless youth, that means that they have to have a relationship with their parents in order for them to seek those benefits. This is a diagram showing the states that have expanded Medicaid. So the majority of the prior research about health insurance coverage for homeless youth and their care is very outdated. So the goal of the study was to update those numbers, find out how many homeless youth have health insurance, and to see what potential associations there are between having health insurance and actually using health care. So the data that I'm presenting here is a part of a longitudinal panel study that we did at drop-in centers in Los Angeles. And this was a small panel that was collected at a drop-in center in Venice, which is located in the beach communities. And the data was collected in May to June of 2013. So part of the Affordable Care Act had been implemented in that they could be covered on their parents' health insurance until the age of 26, but Medicaid expansion did not occur until January 1st of this year. Every client who accessed services at the drop-in center was eligible to participate. So there were 178 eligible clients, 23 refused to participate, and 13 only completed the consent process, so we did not receive any data from them. That yielded a response rate of 70%. And all youth completed a self-administered questionnaire on a laptop computer. It could be done in English or Spanish, and they could either read it by themselves or they could listen to the questions through headphones. We gave everyone that option. This slide shows the demographic characteristics of the sample. You can see it was mostly male, heterosexual, over half identified as white. 78% had at least a high school education, 11% were currently employed, and the average age was almost 22 years old. In terms of the homelessness characteristics of the sample, about half identified as a current traveler. And a traveler is someone who moves from place to place after a short period of time, either by themselves or with friends or other people. And 69% reported experiencing literal homelessness at the time of this study. So again, staying in a public place, riding the bus all night, sleeping in a car, street, the beach, tent or campsite, an abandoned building or a squat, or sleeping in a shelter. We asked youth to identify or to self-rate their overall health and well-being. And although 28% said it was excellent, 14% said it was fair or poor. We also asked them if they had health insurance at any point in the past year. Only 28% said yes. And of those who said yes, you can see in the bar graph what health insurance they identified. These were not mutually exclusive, so they could check more than one. 46% reported that they had health insurance through their parents, and about a third had Medi-Cal, which is the name for Medicaid in California. We wanted to know when their last health care visit was. 14% reported they've never received health care services, but 53% did say that within the past year they did see a health care provider. Of those who received health care in the past year, we asked them about the location of their last visit. 39% reported an emergency room, and 21% reported also going to the hospital. And then we wanted to know why. What was their main reason for their last healthcare visit? 45% reported needing emergency care. What I think is neat, because of my public health background, is that 22% said preventive care. So it'd be great to increase those numbers as well, but their top priorities right now are for emergency care. It was important to us to see if they needed healthcare at any point in the past year but were unable to get it. 31% reported that yes, at some point in the past year they did need care and they couldn't get it. And we asked why. And the main reason was 59% said that they could not afford it. But also being homeless, they were also facing a variety of other issues that kept them from getting care. Maybe they didn't have transportation, there's no one available to watch their stuff or their children or their pets. They didn't know where to go, they didn't have the right ID. There were two main outcomes that we were looking at. One was using healthcare in the past year, and two was having unmet healthcare needs. And we ran univariable analyses with all these main topic areas, so demographic characteristics, homelessness experiences, sex behavior, substance use, violence experiences, any involvement in the justice system, mental health, and their physical health. I won't bore you with all of those, but the results from those then informed our multivariable analyses, and all independent variables that were significant at p less than 0.05 were included in our multivariable models, and we controlled for demographics. In this first model, this is the multivariable logistic regression of using healthcare services in the past year. The only significant variable was having health insurance. So homeless youth who had health insurance were almost 11 times as likely to use healthcare in the past year compared to youth who did not have insurance. And in this multinomial multivariable logistic regression for healthcare need in the past year, the comparison group was not no need at all. They, for whatever reason, maybe they already were seeking services, whatever reason, they did not need services. That was the comparison group. Again, there's only one significant variable here, and for this, having at least a high school education compared to youth who did not have at least a high school education were over 14 times as likely to have had their healthcare needs met compared to youth who did not have their needs met. These results show us that prior to the full implementation of the Affordable Care Act, because Medicaid had not yet expanded, 28% of homeless youth at the drop-in center in Venice, California, had health insurance, and that health insurance coverage was the only significant variable for accessing health care. Like other studies had shown, the emergency department was the most common source of care, and poor emergency care was their most common reason for seeking care. And importantly, a third had unmet healthcare needs in the past year. As with any study, there are limitations. This was a cross-sectional study, so just because these variables are correlated does not mean that they're causal. All of the data was self-reported. We did not review any medical records. We did not ask for verification of their health insurance coverage. The data was collected in Venice, so it might not be generalizable to other communities, and it was done prior to the full implementation of the ACA. There's a few different types of implications here. One is we do need to get homeless youth covered, and Medicaid is not expanded across the country. It would be great if it could be expanded. And importantly, it's non-transferable across states. So even if a homeless youth maybe has Medi-Cal in California, they cannot use it in another state. And it's more than just insurance. Once they get insurance, that's great because we see that they are then more likely to actually get care. But they need to know where to go. They need to know what services are right for them. They need money or transportation vouchers to be able to get there. And importantly, they should have comprehensive care because it's unknown at what point they might be able to get care again. So every opportunity, they should have exams, they should have psychological screenings, perhaps lab work, because it's probably not likely that they're going to come back for follow-ups. I have more questions. I think it would be interesting to see what the health insurance coverage rates are now that the Affordable Care Act has been fully implemented, especially in regard to Medicaid expansion, and to see how health insurance coverage varies for homeless youth across the country. These are my references, and thank you to my colleagues and our participants. My email's up here, or you can come talk to me afterwards as well. Thank you.